The Indian stock markets have been sluggish in this week after a big fall which we saw during the beginning of the week. So today's ending of Nifty is at 17,550, and there are a few reasons why this sluggishness has come in the last 3-4 days in this index of Nifty 50. Friend, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you want to manage your personal finances or learn how to manage your personal finances regarding retirement planning, children education planning and any other personal finance matter, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 70582-48602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Now, Nifty has ended at 17,550. The last trading day of previous week saw a fall. So was this, and this, it was the same case on the first day of this week, that is on Monday as well, after which we saw some sluggishness, and today it is not a big upward move, it is just a very small upward move. And so was the case yesterday as well, wherein we saw a very small downward move of 0.5% in the negative direction. Now there are a few reasons why the market is behaving like this, and in this episode we will be discussing 3-4 such reasons why the investors are preferring to keep everything on a watch and stay away from the market, and hence the market is not moving rigorously, be it in the upward direction or be it in the negative direction, that is in the bearish direction. So the first point why the investors are a bit circumspect, that is the reason of the Jackson Hole. So investors are cautious ahead of the Federal Reserve chairperson's, that is Jerome Powell's, Jackson Hole speech, which will be on Friday, that is today, wherein he will give a commentary about the expected rate hike pattern going forward. He'll have his view on the economy, and he'll also have the central bank's monetary tightening trajectory, which will obviously decide a lot of things in the stock market in the coming days. So interest rate cycles and all of these economic statements and commentary on all these topics by the head of the Federal Reserve there in the US, that is Jerome Powell, and his Jackson Hole speech is very much awaited. The second point is the AGM of RIL, that is Reliance, and that will be happening on 29th of August. And there are a few reasons why this AGM is very important and why investors have an eye on this particular AGM, because they'll be announcing the 5G spectrum auction and pricing, the progress in the new energy segments, and the oil to chemical, that is O2C, and also the IPO for its telecom arm. So all of this will be coming, and RIL, as we know, is the heavyweight in the index of Nifty as well as Sensex according to the market cap formula, and hence RIL plays a very vital role in Nifty and Sensex as well. So RIL investors are a bit circumspect. I mean, they are not circumspect, but they are watchful, and they are looking forward to this particular AGM on 29th of August. The another point is that Brent crude oil has surged more than $100 per barrel mark, and this is a concern. Again, this is because of some tensions between US and Iran, and Iran being an OPEC member, which is very much significant in deciding the international rate of crude. So as the crude rates increase, inflation increases, and then market will have its effect accordingly. So these are the few things because of which the market is not going, I mean, the entire action has been very much sideways with very less movements in the bearish or bullish direction in the last 3 or 4 days, right? In fact, 3 days, not even 4 days. So this is the reason why, and the overall trend which can be expected out of this is a bit bearish, and we have been talking about it in the last episodes as well. Though our estimate of the index of Nifty reaching more than 17,500 or 17,600 was very less, but we were wrong to some extent there, and it scaled higher levels, more than 17,600, but now we are seeing at 17,550. So the study remains intact. Let's see what happens. The medium term trend can be a bit bearish, so you can take your calls accordingly. Thank you for listening to the episode till the very, very end and giving your valuable time. Also refer our Hindi podcast. This podcast, the English podcast, is actually ranked number 12, ranked number 11 now in all the finance podcasts of India. Also check out FinAzad app, which has a fantastic course on technical analysis. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you again.